Kia ora e te whānau. Merry Christmas! A few weeks ago, I had the privilege of observing a small community as they pulled out a box that they'd created a year ago. On this box, each person put three words or pictures that summed up their year. It was covered in paper clippings, photographs, and lots of words that described 2020. As they read over the box a year later, it became clear that not much had changed. The thoughts and feelings from a year ago were just as present, if not more expanded. And this is their box. It says things like bubble, national lockdown, house prices need to fall, uncertainty, change, sanctuary, holding both, and developing resilience. I'm sure many of you can relate to these words, and maybe to some of the other words on the box. I know I connected with a lot of these words. Perhaps this year, Advent has been a beautiful time of waiting and getting excited for the coming Messiah. But for others, Advent may have felt more like Lent, a time of grieving. You don't have to close your eyes to see how the news has been screaming for months as the lockdowns in Tamaki Makaurau have left some exhausted and maybe a bit bruised. Three things that I might have written on the box would have been amazing friends and whānau, some lonely moments, and lots and lots of study. What might you have put on the box for this year? But this is not just a box. This is our stables. Richard Rohr says, "We are always the stable into which the Christ is born anew. All we can really do is keep our stable honest and humble, and the Christ will surely be born." This is the stable into which Christ comes and is born into. God incarnates into this place, where we are, how we're doing right now. After several months of lockdown, many of you might just be feeling a bit over it. We're tired and grumpy and scratchy. I know I have been at times. And it's too hot and too rainy, even though I love the heat. And we just need a wee break. This is the stable God is born into. Jesus comes to us in this. Not only when we're at our best, but all of the tough times too. Emmanuel, God with us. God is with us in all of the good and bad moments found in the stables of our lives. The triune God is walking with us in the everyday moments in our whānau and communities. The Christmas story reflects this in every single character. God was in the stables of Mary's room as he revealed to an unwed teen that she would carry the saviour of the world in her womb. God was with her as she undoubtedly endured judgment and ridicule from some in her community. God was in the stables of Joseph's room as the angels declared to him that his fiancée was pregnant, not with his child, but God's only son. Imagine the thoughts that might have gone through Joseph's mind when he heard that news. God was in the stables of Mary and Joseph's difficult journey to Bethlehem. 5 days of walking for a very pregnant Mary. I imagine there are some mothers who are watching right now who feel a great deal of compassion for Mary. God was in the stables of the shepherds who were chosen by God to be the first witnesses of Jesus' birth. The lowly, dismissed, often disrespected shepherds who were elevated by God. The same goes for the wise people or magi who traveled to meet the Messiah. They were possibly magicians or astrologers. Some scholars even think that they had the reputation for being somewhat foolish. God came into the stables of each of their lives and made them famous across the world. God does the same for us as Emmanuel. God is with us. Jesus came to live amongst us face to face in all of our circumstances. This is our stable into which Christ comes and is born, where we are, how we're doing right now. Emmanuel, God with us. That is something to rejoice in. It reminds me of the words of O Holy Night. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. We can rejoice because Jesus is with us in the stable of our lives. Let's pray. Thank you, God, that in the hopeless, you are our hope. When we are anxious and uneasy, you are our peace. When the world feels dark, you are our joy. And when the world makes us feel unloved, you are our love. God, thank you for sending your Son to be with us face to face in the stable of our lives. In all of the wonderful times and all of the difficult times, we proclaim a thrill of hope because the weary world rejoices. Lord, we come before you today and say, God, we want to live all the days of our lives journeying with you. Come and be Emmanuel, God with us. We love you, Lord. Amen. Merry Christmas, everyone.